Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Christian mothers, if you don't get anything out of this sermon today, please get this important truth. The truth is this: being a good Christian mother does not guarantee that your child or children will not get lost for a short season. Did you hear me what I said? Being a good Christian mother does not guarantee that your child or children will not get lost for a short season. Now, when I speak of them getting lost, I'm speaking in terms of your child or your children choosing to go their own direction or act in a way which may differ from your expectations of them. In our text today, we see this scenario being played out in the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, who according to verse 42, Jesus at this time was 12 years old, went to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival of the Passover. This trip to Jerusalem was a very familiar trip for Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, because each year, according to the law of God given to Moses, all Jews were to return to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, which was the night when the angel of death passed over the children of Israel in Egypt and killed all the firstborn in Egypt, which caused Pharaoh to set the Israelites free from bondage and captivity. Now, the Bible says in verse 43 that after the festival was over, while Jesus' parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Now, New Providence, I am keenly aware of the fact that the Bible says that Joseph was present with Mary when Jesus got separated from them. But for the sake of this preaching moment, I want to place my sermonic emphasis on the person of Mary, Jesus's mother. And let us see if we can get a few insights from her on how to deal with a lost child. New Providence, if Mary, the mother of Jesus, had the opportunity to give you Christian mothers some personal motherly insight on what not to assume when dealing with a lost child, the first insight that Mary might possibly want to give you is this. Don't assume that your child is where you think they are. Let me say it again. One of the first insights possibly that Mary would give our Christian mothers today is this. Don't assume that your child is where you think they are. Mary thought that she had no reason to check to see if Jesus was somewhere close to her. Jesus had never done anything like this before. Jesus was not the type of child that Mary or Joseph had to keep an eye on each and every second, like some of us have to do with our children and grandchildren today. Jesus knew that his family had to return home from Jerusalem. He knew that. And surely Mary assumed and took for granted that Jesus was somewhere close to where she was. But the Bible reveals that Jesus was not where Mary thought he was. Listen to me good, mothers. Some mothers make too many assumptions when it comes to raising their children. If there is anything that you can learn from Mary, the mother of Jesus, it is that you cannot assume or take anything for granted when it comes to raising and dealing with your child or your children. Wait a minute, Mary. What do you mean? What do you mean? This is what I mean. Don't assume that your child is going to love God just because you love God. Oh, no, y'all. Mary said, don't assume that your child is going to love God just because you love God. Listen, there are some good, saved, holy, righteous, and God-fearing mothers who have raised and are raising some real devilish and unbehaved children. Am I right about it? Come on, y'all. Now, these mothers never intended for their child or children to turn out that way. But guess what? They did. And check this out. There is more to raising God-fearing children than just telling them how to live. It takes a whole lot of effort. The Bible says it like this in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Listen, to train implies being consistent. You must be consistent in your Christian example and also in your standards of righteous discipline. You must never compromise holy standards in order for your children to fit in with the world's mold. And mothers, that is not an easy task. Can I do it like this today? Mary would also give us another insight. She would tell you something else not to assume. Mary would say, don't assume that your child is going to do right just because you raised them up in church. Let me say it again. Don't assume that your child is going to do right just because you have raised them up in church. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me twisted. Church is the best place for your child or your children to be. Even though churches have some flaws, you know why churches have flaws? Because church is made up of flawed but forgiven people. Church is still one of the greatest positive environments that will help your children navigate the changing waters of life. But check this out. The programs and influence of the church alone cannot make your child or your children do what's right. Listen, let's be honest. Come on. Here at church, we have your children at the most 2 to 4 hours a week. Guess what? You or somebody else has them the other 164 hours. Mary would give you another insight to consider. Mary would tell the Christian mothers, listen, mothers, don't assume that your child is not capable of doing anything wrong just because you have never seen that side of your child or children before. Are y'all listening to me? Let me say it like this. Little Nathaniel is not always a little angel. And little Ramona is not always a saint. Have you ever met a parent who thought that their child did no wrong? Because they refuse to believe that their child or children were born sinners. The Bible says all have sinned. So little Nathaniel and little Ramona, they are born sinners. And as a sinner, they're capable of doing every sin. But you know what happens? These parents that believe their children are nothing but angels, they get crushed and mad when they get a phone call from the schoolhouse saying that their child is being suspended for disruptive behavior or skipping class or some other major school infraction. Or they lose their mind when they get a phone call from the police department saying that little Nathaniel or little Ramona was arrested for committing some sort of crime. And deacons, you know what gets me? It gets me that some parents still have the audacity, they still have the nerve to try to blame everybody else but the child when they know and have witnessed their child's disruptive, disrespectful, and hateful behavior. Some parents get mad at me right now, but that's all right. Mary would give us insight today not to assume that our child or children are where we think they are, for they may be in a totally different place. Can I throw this in? Some of us, this is parents, need to keep our children from behind closed doors in their rooms. If little Nathaniel and little Johnny spends all their time in their bedroom with the door shut and locked, you ought to get the key or take the door off the hinges. Because these children are exposed to so much mess over that internet. And many of them feed their minds and their spirits 10 and 12 hours a day watching that junk. Well, Mary thought that Jesus was at one place when he was at another. In verses 44 and 45, the Bible says, thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. Another insight that Mary would teach mothers from this passage on how to deal with a lost child is this. Mary would say, if your child is lost, Make sure you retrace your steps to the last place that you were together. Let me say it again. Mary would tell you, if your child is lost, make sure that you retrace your steps to the last place you were together. Mary first goes to look for help among her family. And Reverend Lucas, it is a sad commentary today on how dysfunctional families are. There was a time when the family unit was strong. Family looked out for one another. Your kids were my kids. And if you saw a family member's child acting up, you did not have to go and get permission to discipline them. You just did it. But not these days. Family members will fight you if you just try to verbally discipline their children. And that is why our children are unruly and oftentimes disrespectful. There is the absence of the strong family unit in their lives. After Mary could not find Jesus among her family, Mary looked for him among her friends. But guess what? He was not there. So what does she do? Mary retraces her steps to the last place that her and Jesus were together. Even though she had traveled a day's journey away from Jerusalem, finding her lost child was her priority. So she was willing to revisit grounds she had previously been over to find her lost child. My brothers and my sisters, this is going to be hard here. What grounds do you need to revisit in order to find a lost child or children? Must you revisit grounds of child abuse? Must you revisit grounds of mistreatment? What are you talking about, Pastor Wood? I'm talking about, did you mistreat your child or your children? Must you revisit grounds of neglect? Must you revisit grounds of meanness? Preach, Pastor Wood. Must you revisit grounds of hatefulness? Just being hateful to your children? Do you have to revisit grounds of selfishness, unfaithfulness, immoral living, or just plain old Christian hypocrisy? In other words, children see you in church shouting on Sunday, but you're cussing and fighting all week long. Where is the last place that you saw your lost children? Mary turns to Jerusalem, and the Bible says in verses 46 and 47, after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. The Bible says everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. The final insight that Mary would teach our mothers here today is this. Don't give up on your lost child too quickly. Because they may not be where you expected them to be, but they may be where God wants them to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can I say that again? Don't give up on your lost child too quickly. For they may not be where you expected them to be, but they may be where God wants them to be. Mary expected Jesus to be in the traveling company. 3 days have gone by with no sign of Jesus. Mary could have given up and said there is no hope to finding him. But she did not give up. She pressed her way back to the last place that she saw him. And when she finds him, guess where he is? He's in the temple. He is in the place that God wants him to be. Lord, have mercy. Right now, there are some of you that have given up any hope that your child or your children will ever get right with God. Right now, your child or children may be in an undesirable place. They may be engaged or involved in self-destructive behavior. But I am a witness that God has a way of bringing a lost child or children back to the place where he wants them to be. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm closing. One of my favorite movies to watch, old movie, but I love to watch it. I love to watch The Color Purple. I know that I have watched that movie over 25 times. But no matter how many times I watch it, I still get spiritually moved when I see the scene of Shug Avery singing at Harpo's Club, which was not far from her father's church, because of Shug's lifestyle and her choices. She became estranged from her father, who was the pastor of the local church. As the pastor, he had a hard time accepting where she was at in her life. And he ended up rejecting her. Her father, who had just finished preaching the message that God has a way in which he can drive a child home. Y'all remember that scene, don't you? And the church choir stood and began to sing the song, God is trying to tell you something. Y'all remember that, don't you? And God supernaturally empowered the wind to carry the song and its message to the place where Shug was at. She was where God wanted her to be. And when God said, it's time to come home, she returned to the place that God wanted her to be. I'm so glad that God can find us wherever we are. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so if the earth is the Lord's, that means everywhere we are is a place where God can reach us. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, mothers, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. What the Lord has promised, his word is true. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. And he'll answer. Won't he answer? I said, won't he answer? He'll answer you. Yes. Yes. I'm here to tell somebody that your child or your children's deliverance is near. I know they seem lost right now. They might be in places that you just cringe. Said, I never expected my child to be in this condition. But we serve an all-powerful God. Don't make no difference where they are. They might be in the crack house. He can drag them out. They might be sitting on the bar stool, but he can drag them out. The Holy Spirit can convict anywhere, anytime, and in any place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that some of your lost children need to be reached out to from you. The Spirit of the Lord, oh Lord, thank you. The Spirit of the Lord says that he will use your voice to convict that child and bring that child home. I know you said, I'll never speak to them again. They made their bed hard. They're going to have to lay in it. I'm not reaching out anymore. I've done all that I can do. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying one more time. try it one more time. But this time, instead of going and talking down and rough, speak in love. Speak in love. Don't bring up the past. They know it, you know it. But talk about future hopes, future dreams, and what God can do for them. And see what happens. See what happens. Come on.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.